The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Yontav Shel Rosh Hashanah Shachol Liyos B'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos this year, first day of Rosh Hashanah. So what is the halacha regarding the mitzvah of shofar? So the Mishnah says, B'Mikdash Hayutokin Avalo B'Medina. If you're in the Mikdash, you're in the temple, literally, we'll see, perhaps the Rambam extends it to the whole old city of Yerushalayim. Let's just go with Rashi. But Mikdash means literally the Mikdash. So you blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, you blow even on Shabbos. Avaloma Medina. But if you're outside the Mikdash, there is no shofar on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Minahani Mili, where do you know this distinction? That in Medina, we don't blow shofar outside our Shabbos, outside of the Mikdash. Amar of Levi bar Lachma, Amar of Chama bar Chanina, Aksiv Echad Omer Shabbason Zichron Shua. There's a pasuk, I believe in Emor, which says Zichron Shua. The Kasiv Echad Omer Yom Shua Yelachem. So we have one pasuk in the Torah that describes shofar as Zichron Shua. We have another pasuk in the Torah that defines, that calls shofar Yom Shua. So how do we reconcile it? Is Rosh Hashanah a Zichron Shua, or is Rosh Hashanah a Yom Shua? So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha Kan B'Yontav Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Kan B'Yontav Shechol Yos B'Chol. It's no contradiction. It all depends on the year. On what day of the week does Rosh Hashanah fall? So when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it's a Zichron Shua. And therefore, there is no shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it's a Zichron Shua. And therefore, there is no shofar. But when Yontav falls out during the week, it is Yom Shua. So the Rishon, initially, this is the conclusion of the Yerushalmi, that Zichron Shua is referring to Shabbos, and Yom Shua is referring to during the week. So the Bavli doesn't like it, because why? Because Amar Rava, I midoraisi. If you're saying, biblically speaking, that when Zichron Shua means on Shabbos, on the Torah level, one does not blow the shofar, this is a biblical distinction, Zichron Shua and Yom Shua. If you're telling me it's a biblical distinction, and there is no mitzvah d'oraisa, no biblical mitzvah at all of blowing shofar on Shabbos, if that's the case, b'mikdash heichan takhinan, then how would you be able to blow shofar? Zichron Shua, there's no mitzvah of shofar. Why would there be a biblical distinction between the Beis HaMikdash and the Medina? Therefore, the Bavli rejects this distinction, says you're right. Now, El Amar Rava, midoraisa mishra shari. Now, min ha-Torah, there is no difference. When the Mishnah says, Yontav shel Rosh Hashanah shechol yos b'Shabbos b'Mikdash hayu token of Aloma Medina, that's not a biblical distinction. That's a rabbinical distinction. Everyone agrees, min ha-Torah, whether you're in the Mikdash or whether you're in the Medina, you're obligated min ha-Torah to blow shofar. Aye, so if I'm obligated min ha-Torah, so how come in the Medina I'm not doing it? It's Rabbanan Hu de Gazobei. It was the rabbinic decree, Kedarabba, the Amar Rabba, Hakol Chayavin B'Tkia Shofar, that everyone is obligated in, let's say, hearing the shofar. The Gemara says Tkia Shofar, I'll just translate it as hearing the shofar. V'ein Hakol B'Kiyin B'Tkia Shofar. But not everyone's a bucky in blowing the shofar, so you can have a problem. So what's going to happen? Gzeira, Shema Yitleno Biyado, V'yelach Eitzo Habaki Lomot. So what are you going to do? Uh-oh, I'll wake up Shabbos morning. Wait a second. I have a mitzvah of shofar. I don't know how to blow shofar. Let me go to an expert. I'll carry my shofar out in Rishus HaRabim and violate Shabbos biblically on Rosh Hashanah yet. V'yavireno Arba Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. And I will carry the two ways to violate Shabbos violate carrying either from Rishus to Rishus, from Yachid to Rab and Rabim to Yachid, or as the Gemara says here, carrying four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Vahaino Taima de Lulav, Vahaino Taima de Megillah. So according to the Bible, we're saying, really, Minat Torah, you should be blowing shofar wherever you are on Shabbos. If you're in New York, Toronto, L.A., Hamilton, Israel, you should always be blowing shofar on Shabbos. So how come we don't blow shofar on Shabbos in the Medina, outside of the Mikdash? That's a rabbinic decree that we're afraid everyone is obligated in shofar. Not everyone knows how to blow the shofar, so therefore we're afraid you might come to carry. Similarly, they made the same decree on Dalet Minim, which also happens whenever Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so too is Dalet Minim. And Ukakta Machem Beyom HaRishon is a mitzvah min HaTorah to take the Dalet Minim on the first day. So therefore, again, we're afraid also, Shema Yirena B'yad V'yelch Eitzo Baki Lomot, had to fulfill your mitzvah of Dalet Minim. And that's as well, Vahino Taima de Megillah. I mean, even though Megillah perhaps is only Drabbanan, but the same idea that the way our calendar is set up, Megillah cannot fall out. Purim cannot fall out on Shabbos. Only if you live in the old city of Yerushalayim, and if you live in New Jerusalem, so then you could have Purim on Shabbos. And in fact, they have Purim Meshulash, they split it into 3 days. But either way, that's a little easier to understand, because Hey Mamru Vehey Mamru. So nevertheless, it comes out, the Bavli is clear, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, one is not permitted to blow shofar in the Medina. Why not? So it seems to be a major debate between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. According to the Yerushalmi, it's because Yom Truah is referring to during the week, and Zichron Truah is referring to Shabbos. The Kasha, the Bavli, as the Yerushalmi is, so how come B'miktosh Heikitan Kinan? So what would the Yerushalmi answer? So the Yerushalmi would answer, it's a special Gzeiras HaKasuv, that since it says Yom Truah in Pinchas regarding in the context of the Karbanos, so the Yerushalmi has a drasha, but Makam Karbanos, it's always a Yom Truah, i.e., what is the place of the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash? So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is considered Yom Truah all the time. And therefore, that's why you blow in Mikdash, but that's a biblical distinction. According to the Bavli, no. That Midrabanan, we say you can't blow shofar on Shabbos in the Medina because we're afraid you're going to end up doing something worse, being Machalo Shabbos. And therefore, to avoid Chilo Shabbos, we say no shofar today, we say no Dalet Minim today, and we say no Megillah today. And in fact, there's a Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei HaShas where he's trying to understand the Gzeira Derabbah. In other words, he says, V'ayin od chiddush b'sefer Tanya Rabbas Hichos Rosh Hashanah Yesh Makshin Lamali Gzeira Derabbah Hatrei Kraik Sivi Yom Truah V'Zikron Truan and Mugmin and Chad B'Shabbos V'Chad B'Chol. So what, we have two psukim. So that is, so Rav Yosef Engel says, that's how would Rabbah explain the psukim? Why is the Torah tell us Zichron Truah? Bisham, the Yelach Eitzo Baki Lomod. In other words, that is, the Gemara, according to the Bavli, is this saying, Zichron Truah is explaining why you have to go My time of Amakras Zichron Truah Mishum to Shema Yelach Eitzabaki Lomod. Yeah, perhaps they said he had another gear, so he discerns that sister. That's not a din d'oraisa. It's just revealing. That's how Rabba learns the psukim. But nevertheless, it comes out. It's a fundamental machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi on. And everyone agrees to the facts on the ground, but Mikdash Hayu Token, Avaloma Medina. So we have Akasha and Yerushalmi. If Zichron Truah refers to Shabbos, then why do we blow in the Mikdash? So the Bavli hence rejects the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi say because that's the place of the Karbanos, and it's Yom Truah as always. And the Bavli would say, no, Minat Torah, you could blow shofar even in the Medina. So why not in the Medina then, if Minat Torah have an obligation? So that's Zera the Rava. We're afraid it might lead to Chilul Shabbos. So we'll have to discuss next time a couple of things. Number one is, do the rabbis have, where do the rabbis get the power if we're going to say there's a mitzvah Minat Torah to blow shofar? Where do they get that power from? They're not going to listen, that we listen to the rabbis over the Torah. And secondly, or firstly, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Is there a nafkamina between the Yerushalmi and Bavli, whether I say the reason why I can't blow shofar on Shabbos is because Zichron Truah, or because of Gzeira de Rabbah?